WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here. Ever feel like the world's gone a little crazy? Like people are constantly at each other's throats, misunderstanding each other left and right? Yeah, me too. It can be exhausting trying to navigate all that noise and find some common ground. But what if I told you there's a philosophy, ancient yet incredibly relevant, that can help us bridge those divides? That's right, folks, we're diving into Stoicism today, and trust me, it's not just about stoically staring down life's challenges. Stoicism is all about understanding our own emotions, our reactions to the world, and ultimately cultivating empathy for others. It's about recognizing that everyone's going through their own stuff, that we share common human experiences even if our circumstances differ. And wouldn't it be amazing if we could approach each other with a little more understanding? So, buckle up, because today we're unpacking 5 key takeaways from Stoicism that can seriously help us cultivate empathy and build bridges. 1. Focus on what you can control. This one is huge, friends. We get so caught up in things outside our control, politics, the weather, other people's opinions, ugh, those are the worst, that it drives us crazy. But Stoicism teaches us to focus our energy on what we can influence. Our thoughts, our actions, and our reactions. When we stop dwelling on the uncontrollable, we free up space for empathy because we're not so caught up in our own frustrations. 2. Practice active listening. Seriously, this is gold. Stoicism encourages us to truly listen to others without judgment or interruption. It's about trying to understand their perspective, even if we don't agree with it. When we actively listen, we show genuine interest and create space for deeper connection. It's like giving someone a safe haven to share their thoughts and feelings, which builds trust and understanding. 3. Acknowledge shared humanity. Remember that feeling when you realize everyone has the same basic needs and deserves love, belonging, happiness. Stoicism reminds us of this fundamental truth. We're all in this together, facing challenges, striving for connection, and navigating life's ups and downs. Recognizing this shared humanity makes it easier to empathize with others, even those who seem different from us. 4. Embrace vulnerability. This one can be tough, but hear me out. Stoicism isn't about being emotionless robots, it's about acknowledging our emotions, accepting them without judgment, and expressing them authentically. When we allow ourselves to be vulnerable with others, we create a space of trust and understanding. It shows them that they are not alone in their struggles, which can be incredibly powerful. 5. Practice compassion. Stoicism encourages us to act with kindness and compassion towards others, even when it's difficult. It's about going the extra mile, offering a helping hand, or simply lending a listening ear. When we practice compassion regularly, it becomes a natural part of who we are, transforming our interactions with the world into something more meaningful and fulfilling. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine your coworker is having a rough day, they're stressed, irritable, maybe even snapping at people. You could easily get caught up in their negativity, feeling frustrated or defensive yourself. But remember what we talked about. Stoicism helps us focus on what we can control. Our own reactions. So instead of letting their energy drag you down, take a deep breath, practice active listening, and try to understand what they might be going through. Maybe offer them a kind word or a simple gesture of support. That small act of empathy can make a huge difference in their day, and it can actually shift your own mood too. You're not just helping them, you're helping yourself by choosing kindness and understanding. Remember, friends, cultivating empathy isn't about becoming someone else, it's about embracing our shared humanity. It's about recognizing that everyone deserves compassion, understanding, and a little bit of kindness. And by incorporating these Stoic principles into our daily lives, we can create a more connected, understanding, and ultimately, more peaceful world. So go out there, be kind to yourself and others, and let's make this world a little brighter, one act of empathy at a time. Don't forget to share your thoughts. What are some ways you practice empathy in your own life? Leave a comment below or tag me on social media. Until next time, keep striving for that good stuff.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.